long cycle, every kind of loss on the list. You start to brace for the outcome, a habit the heart can't resist. It's an unconscious posture you learn without even knowing it. You feel the cost of surrender when there's nothing left to submit. And the one time you let yourself feel, you're reminded how brief our moments seem. It's easier now to mourn something before it ever meets its end or dream. So I retreat to the silent waiting, I pull back before the fall. It's easier to break my own heart than watch you walk out of it all. I speak of the need of comforts, the lessons they swear are true. That God has his seasons and purpose in all I've been carried through. That caring becomes a burden, a price we must still choose to pay. That what's meant for me will still find me, though it never stills the fray. And the one time you let yourself feel, you're reminded how brief our moments seem. It's easier now to mourn something before it ever meets its end or dream. So I retreat to the silent waiting, I pull back before the fall. It's easier to break my own heart than watch you walk out of it all. I look at the beautiful moment and already know where it's bound. This preemptive grief is the payment, the quiet cost of standing ground. Yet faith keeps whispering softly, not every blessing was made to fade. When the heart learns to count down the minutes before the good is carried to its grave. And the one time you let yourself feel, you're reminded how brief our moments seem. It's easier now to mourn something before it ever meets its end or dream. So I retreat to the silent waiting, I pull back before the fall. It's easier to break my own heart than watch you walk out of it all. It becomes easier to mourn something before it's even gone, and I'm already gone. But grace outlives every ending, outlasts every shadow and fear. Maybe the hardest surrender isn't to the loss, but to the faith that God is still here.